I think that's the end. Yes, it is. Right, we had a Rohini and Coolock Youth Centre, or Youth Club, in this afternoon, and they were a very orderly lot. There was hundreds of them, and they came to look at Kiss FM and Radio Nova and Independent Radio News and had what I thought was a reasonable day. There's lists and lists of names. I'm not going to go through them all, but a few of them. Kim, Allison, Gillian, Mandy, Allison, who seems to love everybody, to Daddy, Steve from somebody, Peter, Brian, Mosey, Nipper, Gobber. Can't imagine why you call him that. And Shirley and David and Joan, Kim and Catherine. That wasn't all of you. Sorry, it was just had to sort of gloss over it, as they say. And if you had a nice day, that was nice. And if any other youth organisations or organised bodies would like to come and see our studios, feel free to write in on a Saturday and Sunday. We'll almost certainly fit you in. Here's Eddie Rabbit.
Just you and I, sharing our love. And I know in time we'll build the dreams we treasure.
That's Christopher Cross there on Radio Kiss FM 102.7. It's 14 minutes towards 7 o'clock. You know, when Christopher Cross was a kid, do you think when his mother went up to him to make him cross the road, she'd say, Chris Cross? Jesus, they're getting better out here. I remember bringing that record over from America when I first came to Ireland. I don't think many people had heard of him. And it clicked a little bit. I don't think it's ever had an enormous hit in Europe. But people seem to like it, and we play it along. And we think he's a jolly fine fella. Now, here's a guy called Eddie Rabbit, who's mostly a countryman. It's called You and I. What's more, his father is Irish, and once or twice has played on some of his tracks.
Just you and I, sharing our love together. And I know in time we'll build the dreams we treasure. Just you and I,
just you and I,
sharing our love
together.
And I know in time,
and I know in time,
we'll build the dreams we treasure.
Ever wondered what you'll have to drink?
Nothing too short, and certainly nothing too dull and dreary.
Something light and lively, something cool and clear.
At last, we found it.
Stag. Light, cool, refreshing Stag.
Stag for enjoyment.
Just right.
Does she or doesn't she?
No.
I bet she does.
No, it looks too natural.
I'm telling you, she does.
How would you know? It looks too good to be true.
Okay, let's ask her. Jean, tell us, do you have a colour in your hair?
Of course. It's called touch colouring. I get it done all the time at the Peter Mark Salon at 39 Mary Street. It's their newest salon and it's really fantastic. And the great thing is, all the Peter Mark stylists in Mary Street are so creative. They know all the very latest cutting, perming and colouring techniques. You name it, they can do it. Come to think of it, Peter Mark Mary Street could even do something for you.
Peter Mark, 39 Mary Street, opposite Marks and Spencers. Top styles, top cutting, top marks. Last appointment, Thursday, 7 p.m.
102.7, Kiss FM.
Arrangements and gravity won't pull you through. You know you're missing out on something. Well, that something depends on you. All I'm saying, it takes a lot to love you. All I'm doing, you know it's true. All I mean now is one thing, yes, one thing that turns this.
It continues. It's 4.5 minutes towards 7 o'clock. It's Harry still on the radio. They haven't got him off yet, but you never know your luck. That was called The Look of Love. I wonder what it feels like. ABC is the people who did that one on 102.7. Kiss FM. His Forest.
Rock the boat, don't dip the boat, baby. Rock the boat, don't rock the boat, baby. always been a quiet place.
Rock the Boat, it's from Forest, and it sounds totally and utterly identical to the George McRae version, but nevertheless, it's still very popular. Let me tell you that Kiss FM has some great, I mean great, car stickers. They're in God knows how many colours. One, two, four colours. We only ordered three, but we got four by default, and that's blue, red, and yellow, and it's very clear, and they look great on motorbikes. I see lots of them on motorbike tanks as well. Very soon we'll be having competitions that if we spot your car in the street and we spot your number, you could be in to win £25. That's pretty good. So remember, if you want a Kiss FM sticker, just come along to 19 Herbert Street, Dublin 2, and say, I want a sticker. And we might give you one or two or three, depending, you know, how polite you are. You never know. Stand by for news, because that's next, and we're back with cars right after it.
It's 7 o'clock. This is Brian Dobson. Good evening. The Fianna Fáil leader, Mr. Haughey, has said the authority and credibility of the Minister for Finance, Alan Jukes, is now in question, referring to the recent clash between Mr. Jukes and the Thornishta Dick Spring over economic policy. Mr. Haughey said there was, as of now, no definitive statement of government policy in this area. He said that after last week's exchange, no one would know for certain whether Mr. Jukes spoke for himself, for Fine Gael, or for the government. Mr. Haughey was speaking at the Fianna Fáil selection convention for a candidate to fight the Donegal South West by-election. The Fianna Fáil candidate in the election will be Councillor Cathal Coughlan, an older brother of Deputy Clem Coughlan, whose death caused the by-election. And the Workers' Party have also selected their candidate for the Donegal by-election. He's Councillor Seamus Rogers. The Taoiseach Dr Fitzgerald has conceded that the result of the Doyle vote on the government's abortion amendment is uncertain, but he said a three-line whip will apply to Fine Gael deputies in the vote. He said the expulsion or disciplining of rebel Fine Gael TDs would be a matter for the parliamentary party. Already five Fine Gael backbenchers have said they won't support the government's amendment. The EEC's Economic Policy Committee has warned member governments against setting up trade barriers in order to reduce unemployment. The committee's report, which will be discussed by the Communities Finance Ministers when they meet tomorrow, denounces protectionism and claims a free trade approach is vital for long-term economic recovery. The Roman Catholic Primate of Poland, Cardinal Glemp, has issued an urgent appeal for national reconciliation. Speaking at an open-air mass in the centre of Warsaw today, he said this would be a decisive year for the future of the country. It was time for action, not words. His appeal comes after the detention of at least 24 leading members of the suspended trade union Solidarity. The union had called for anti-government demonstrations on May Day and for a boycott of the official celebrations. The Pope has appealed to right-wing guerrillas in Angola to release 86 Czechoslovak and Portuguese citizens they've been holding hostage for over a month now. Speaking in Rome, the Pope called on the kidnappers to make a humanitarian gesture for peace in the region. The hostages were seized during a raid on an industrial complex, and the guerrillas say they want to exchange them for prisoners held by the Angolan government. The man who forced a Turkish airliner to land in Athens on Friday has been charged by the Greek authorities. The hijacker, Mahmoud Kalkan, a 25-year-old university student, is accused of endangering the plane's security and of possessing arms and explosives. If he's convicted, he could face up to 20 years in jail. And finally, some sports news. In the FAI Cup semi-final replay this afternoon, Sligo Rovers beat Cove Ramblers 3-2. The match went into extra time. Independent radio news from Ireland at 3 minutes past seven.
102.7 Kiss FM.
Right, there's not much to tell you about the weather, actually. It's sort of going grey outside. Still not many clouds in the sky. It hasn't rained as so far, but earlier on the weather forecast did indicate that it might, so it still might. Wind's still around, a bit brisky, especially in the north side. Kiss FM temperature now down to 7 degrees in the city centre area. I'm Harry, it's just after 7 o'clock. Here's a goodie and an old one from Gary Numan called Cars.
Thank you.
Yeah.